Hey everybody. Oh, hey, what's going on here? Boy, this thing has changed. There we go. That's much better. Welcome to my world. How's your world doing? Is it anything like mine being crazy? How about everything that's going on in the world? It's crazy out there. So hopefully we can bring a little sanity to everything tonight. Just a little bit of sanity, you know what I mean? Hey, I've got some comedy for you tonight. I've got some other comments and so forth. I've got a different video for you tonight too. So hang in there. But before we do anything, we have to do the disclaimer. Why? The powers that be, they might get a little bit ticked off if you know what I mean. Nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Did you bring your favorite beverage? How about your favorite snack? Are you sitting back in a comfy position in your easy chair or on the couch? You need to do that because Wednesday nights we just kick back and have a little bit of fun. And oh, hey, tell your friends about us, okay? We're on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on the Trim Radio Network. Gotta do some big shout outs here because if I don't, well, hey, we get in trouble. And I don't want to get in trouble because I want you to know more about the Trim Radio Network. And here we are. These are the Fab Four, Michael Bayhaus, the founder and CEO of trimradio.com, and also Rick Muscala Stefan, and he's our chief operating officer and computer guru. And we have some character here in a suit and tie. I guess that's me. And I'm the chief relationship officer, whatever the heck that is. And then we have the effervescent, famous marketer, Victoria Smith. She's our chief marketing officer. And good all-around good person. Actually, everybody on our staff here is good. And I can't say enough about them, really. She's responsible for all the marketing activities and brand development and audience growth and creator acquisition strategies for the show. Hey, if you want to do your own show, all you have to do is click on this red dot over here on the right side. You click on that, this comes up, and you put your name and your phone number. Don't forget the area code and put in what you want to do or who you want to contact. For example, if you want to contact me to get on my show list, put your name down and I'll get you into the group. And if you want to do your own show, put, I'd like to do my own show on Trim Radio Network. And here's the title of it. And how do I begin? And somebody will get back with you. It's very easy to do. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Trust me. All right. So we have that going on. But that's our Fab Four right there. And, you know, if you take a look at what we've got as far as programs, this is our lovely web page here. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff there. But we've got creators, we've got our different shows, and right now, let's see if there the boxes might need to go a little bit faster. We've got Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And then we have Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bayhaus every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And then we have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer podcast every Thursday. So you need to check that out. We have Offsides College Football Hop Top 25 every Thursday at 7 p.m. We've got the Positude podcast Fridays at 8 p.m. And then we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend And that's Saturday at 1 p.m. Branch it up with Tigger and Pack. Hey, it's 1:30 on Saturday. And we also have the Red Pill Reality Show with Riscala Stefan. And he's on Saturdays from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? So 9 p.m. every Saturday. Check him out. It's a three-hour show. He does a great job. He has different guests on. Fantastic. But here, if you want to pitch your own show, right here it is. We've got three slots we'd love to fill. We'd love to fill some more, too. And it's real easy to do. So contact us. Hit that red button. Well, we also have to do another thing, too. We have to talk about shopping. Because if we don't talk about shopping, how can we pay the bills? And here we are. We're going to pay the bills here. Buy our t-shirts. Buy our hats. Buy our mugs. Polo shirts, too. Kids t-shirts, other mugs. What's on page two? More mugs. More mugs. More hats. More beanies. More danglies. And a rubber case for AirPods. You provide the AirPods and buy the case from us to protect your AirPods, okay? So you might want to do that. But every bit of money that goes in, that comes into the show from shopping, goes into paying for airtime. And airtime is not cheap. And so it helps us. And, you know, we all donate time and money and effort and so forth. But we need extra money to pay for airtime. We don't get paid for doing these shows. So, you know, we need your help. You can either advertise with us or you can buy the merchandise or you can donate. Just hit that red button over there on the right-hand side and contact us and we'll get back with you and show you how you can help us out. Okay? We would appreciate your help. And with that, you get good shows too. Big shout out to the University of Findlay. We'll get to them later on the program. Also, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And you got to check him out if you like a Second Amendment pen. Hey, he's got a great one. Actually, it's two different styles. Comes in a presentation case. I mean, it is fantastic. Also, big shout out to Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're on YouTube. Great people. And I've met them before. They're really good people, trust me. And we have the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King at Pecan. Well, actually, it's Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove because they're developing that property now. And they do a really good job. And I've corresponded with Wanda several times, and she always gets back to me. And she's sweet people. They really are. So check them out. A Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove. Also, we have Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. I've known Dave for about 16 years. Good guy. He talks about boots on the ground, and the boots he's talking about are economy. How's the economy doing? What's going on in the world of business? And he does a good job at that, so you have to follow him. He's down in South Carolina. He could spit over the hill and be in North Carolina. That's how close he is. Also, we've got Patriot Nurse. And Rachel has some good commentary. You have to watch her. And then also we have LDS Prepper, Dave Kobler. Oh, Dave always gets me in trouble because he keeps talking about GMRS radios. And I have one right here. And it's a good one. This is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna for GMRS. I can talk 35 miles from my location to a repeater and get out 90 miles beyond that. Okay? Good radios. And they're not bubble wrap. You can't just go into Walmart or Costco or Sam's Club and get these radios. All you have to do is Better Safe Radios has them and Buy Two-Way Radios has them. There are other places that have them too. And these are good radios, trust me. They're not cheap, but they're good. And cheap is never good, I guess. Well, anyhow, so we've got that going on. What else is going on? Well, we've had Prepper Princess, and that's Amber Stork, and she just uploaded a new video, which I'm going to post on our website on Facebook, our Facebook page, and we'll get to that in a minute. And also the Max. Colby is talking about everything that goes on with the economy and some political things, I'll put it that way. And he's a conservative, but he's very intelligent, and he has a good way of saying, well, this is my case. I don't know about yours, but this is what it's looking like to me. Oh, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, our Facebook page. I have to get to that, because if I don't get to that and talk about it, you'll never know it's there. Unless you're, well, one of our guests. Well, I'll tell you what. Food Today is not agreeing with me for some weird reason. Oh, boy. Our Trim Radio group right here. Yes, live, laugh, and whatever. And I'll tell you what, that's our Facebook group. It's easy to join. Just ask, and we will add you to it. Right now, it's a private group because we're still messing around with things, and I think we'll eventually go public. Money and Change is public group. You can join that too. But all you have to do is hit that red dot and go ahead and say, hey, I want to join My World, Live, Laugh, and whatever, and contact Stu, and I will get back with you on that, okay? We'll get you added. So, we have our own page. What do I post there? Well, hey, do you like popcorn? Well, did you bring your own snacks? I put that in here, and I talk about the show. Also, we have a new one, the Rogue Prepper, and her last name really is Rogue, believe it or not. And she talks about when the system fails and what do you keep in a go bag. And a lot of people ought to have one. I have one in the car when I'm on the road going long distances. Or in the wintertime, I have a winter to go bag. And it's got batteries and flashlights and first aid kit, extra clothes, gloves, hats, water. All that kind of good stuff. And she talks about that with her go bag. Also, sometimes I post the last edition that was on YouTube and Rumble. Yeah, we're on that too. And so I will post the previous show or tonight's show on this page. You'll see it tomorrow. And she's talking about if you're broke and unprepared, can you prep? Yeah, you can. It's easy to do. You just have to be careful. And like I always tell people, you know, have your popcorn, sit back and relax. But on Money and Change, you know, I always tell people, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, canned goods, freeze-dried if you want, and then be able to purify and store water at least 3 gallons per person per day. Also, make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure you have the clothing for the season. And it's starting to be fall here in Ohio, which means we have to wear a light jacket. And when it gets into wintertime, we really have to get covered up. Also, make sure you have those blue tarps for your roof in case you get a leak. And those tarps are not expensive. You can get them at Walmart, Home Depot, whatever. They're blue plastic reinforced tarps, and they're great to use. You could even use it to make a shelter if you had to. Okay? So a lot of different things to consider. And, you know, I'm not a super prepper, but in case of an emergency, I've got my GMRS radio to communicate. I've got batteries, flashlights, first aid kits, extra food, extra water, warm clothes, all kinds of good stuff. Are you prepared? You know, things happen. So you have to be prepared. So I talk a little bit about that on My World, and also I talk about it on Money and Change. So check out our website here on Facebook. And there's always a lot of stuff you can learn. Learning is always continual, believe me. Well, what else is going on in the world? Well, let's talk about the big shutdown with the feds. You know, that came out today. It's October 1, and you have the federal government isn't being funded right now. And so they told all unessential people, guess what? You have a day off. And those that have to work in security and other essential jobs like military and so forth, they work without pay until this thing is settled, and then they get their back pay. So people are eventually going to get paid. It's just while the politicians are trying to argue between the two to figure out how they're going to make ends meet without printing extra money. And they need to learn to live with a budget, because all of us do, right? And you know what happens when you don't have a budget and you don't live within your means? You go broke real quick. Well, federal government is officially shut down as of 12:01 a.m. today, October 1st. And it's the first time in funding since 2019. And roughly about 750,000 federal workers are furloughed without pay, with essential employees forced to keep working for now without a paycheck. They'll get it back, though, as soon as the funding is restored by politicians. They ought to work around things so that people continue to get employment and get paid for their work. And maybe the politicians need to take time off without pay. So anyhow, it'll end when it ends. The two sides will finally catch enough heat from their politicians. Not the politicians. They'll catch heat from their constituents. I'll put it that way. Big fancy word for us voters. And, you know, a friend of mine who was Larry Nichols, and Larry Nichols and Bill Boshears, and Bill was on WLW radio late night. And I knew Bill very well. And he used to have the Cy Zone show. And later on, we were in different chat groups, and Larry Nichols was involved with different things. And Larry used to work with Bill Clinton and his crew and do different things. I won't get into that. But, you know, they would talk about government shutdowns and getting paid eventually and so forth. We had some very, very good discussions. And this was like maybe 10, 15 years ago. And Larry was quite a character. He wrote a book, and I think, I bought the book. Okay, it was like $14 through Amazon. And the book was, let's put it this way, they had a lot of spelling errors in it. So maybe it's pertinent for Arkansas where he lived, but it wouldn't fly here in Ohio with all of the grammatical errors. Well, anyhow, he's a good guy. And we would always talk about, you know, what happens when the government shuts down, who gets paid, who doesn't get paid. And he talked a lot about politicians. And I learned quite a bit from him. And he said, you know, if the government's not working, you want to call your representatives. And the phone call that he would usually encourage people to do is, you know, be very polite and say, well, this is Joe Schmo, and I'm calling in regards to XYZ. And I feel that, you know, you need to get on the ball and do a few things and pass this bill. And if not, I will do everything in my power to make sure that you're not elected again. And have several thousand, if not 100,000 people call the congressman. And that way they kind of understand, we better get things working again. So, you know, find out who your congressman is, give him a call and say, get back to work. Oh, do I ever talk about politics? Not really. Well, anyhow, what else was going on? Oh, yeah. There was a shooting at an LDS church up in Michigan. And the building was on fire. This person was a little bit mentally off, and a lot of information is starting to come out. But there were 250 people in the sanctuary doing their church service. And somehow this guy didn't exactly like the LDS church. And personally, I know a lot of people that are in the LDS church, very good, hardworking. They don't swear, they don't smoke, they don't drink. I mean, they're really good people. They'll help you out. They're really good preppers, by the way. And they have their own group of people that help out during emergencies. Okay, they're great people. They really are, and they worship Jesus. Okay, and somehow this guy just went off. Well, here's a video on this, and this will give you maybe a little bit more of an idea of what's going on. So let's see if we can get it going here.
Investigating the mass shooting and fire that engulfed the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Sunday in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
I'm an active shooter of the church and PD's on scene saying the building is also on fire.
Investigators say four people were killed and at least eight others injured.
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is now leading the investigation and is investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
Authorities say the suspect, a 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, rammed this pickup truck through the church's front doors, then, armed with an assault rifle, opened fire at hundreds of congregants packed inside for Sunday services.
We got children inside, too.
The first calls to 911 at 10:25 a.m.
Just saw a guy with a gun, and he started opening fire at everybody.
Paul Kirby ran outside after hearing a loud boom.
I'm sure it'll hit me later tonight just how close I was to possibly dying. Once I got with my family, gave them a big hug, and just the fear of losing them was extremely difficult.
One survivor, still in his blood-stained shirt, telling our ABC affiliate WXYZ the suspect was wearing camouflage and shot at his car as he tried to flee.
He pointed his gun at our car and fired three shots. Two of them went through our windshield and just missed me, and luckily everybody else.
Police say the suspect also set the building on fire, plumes of black smoke filling the sky. And investigators say they located suspected explosive devices linked to the suspect as well, teams working to safely clear the heavily damaged building.
We do believe that we will find additional victims once we have that scene secure.
The terror lasting an agonizing 8 minutes until authorities shot and killed the gunman, who officials say was a former Marine and an Iraq War veteran. A spokesperson for the LDS Church telling ABC News, places of worship are meant to be sanctuaries of peacemaking, prayer, and connection. We pray for peace and healing for all involved.
Our church is fine. I joined the church 38 years ago to see somebody would do this to my church.
And all this comes at an already difficult time for the church. Their president, Russell Nelson, died on Saturday. He was 101 years old. The church members believe he was also a prophet. So this is an all-around tough time for this church community. George?
Yeah. And I really look at it that it's a sad time that we have stuff like this going on. We don't need to have people shooting at each other. I mean, it's crazy. And it's got to stop. I mean, people are in there worshiping, and all of a sudden, the place is on fire and getting shot up. That's not good. So maybe now they have to have security at that church. Some churches do. Some fraternities do that have had things, issues with certain people with mental state problems, if you know what I mean. We need to learn to really live with each other and get along. Okay? No violence. We don't need violence. We can talk it over and we can take it from there. Wow. That's a tough one. And hopefully they get everything rebuilt and the congregation stays together. Okay. Wow, what else is going on here? Well, we've got 77% of U.S. counties record notable declines in child vaccination rates. You know, the jab. And this was from the Armageddon Pros. This was actually on Zero Hedge. And I believe it was today. Yeah, October 1st. It said American parents' data shows are fleeing the biomedical plantation at alarming speeds, alarming that is for corporate media and the pharmaceutical industry. You know, you watch things on TV and it says, if you take this certain type of medication, it's supposed to cure this, that, and the other. And then it says, but it does have side effects and you could grow a foot out the top of your head. Or your eyes will turn inward when you sneeze. Or you'll have a lot of flatulence. Or you get sicker with other symptoms. And so people are finally reading the fine print and saying, do I really want to have my kids injected with this thing? And case in point, I went to my doctor years ago. And they said, do you want a flu shot? And I said, Doc, I'll tell you what, I don't do flu shots. He says, well, why not? I said, for the simple fact is that the one time that I did get a flu shot, I got the flu a couple days later. And I felt really bad. So from that point on, I didn't get the flu shot. He said, well, did you ever get the flu past that? I said, no. So I watch what shots they give me, and I ask a lot of questions, which you ought to do. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I ask a lot of questions, and I think everybody should. Well, I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express one night. I remember those commercials. But anyhow, you know, check into it, because do you really need, I don't know, I think there were like 90-some shots that you're given during your lifetime or a kid's lifetime. It's strange stuff. And yeah, it costs to get the injections. They're not free. But I'll tell you what, I wonder what's in them, because I asked the doctor one time, I said, hey, I said, what's in Tamiflu? And they looked at me like, you know about Tamiflu? I said, yeah. Well, it's got a bunch of stuff in there. It's a very small amount, but it's got stuff in there to help the medication. And I'm like, okay. Like, mercury, arsenic, other things. Yeah. Okay, but they're in such small amount. Well, I don't care. I don't want that in my body. So at this point, they don't ask me about, do you want a flu shot? And my answer would be, what part of no don't you understand? You make up your own mind. You do your own thing, okay? If you want to get flu shots, that's fine. If you don't want flu shots, that's fine with me. I know what's good for me, and hopefully you know what's good for you. But there's a decline in the vaccination rates. And, you know, if you take a look at the Amish, do they get vaccinated all the time? No. They're pretty healthy people. And there are other people that live out west in small groups. They don't get vaccinated and they live great lives, long lives, and they don't get sick. Maybe that's something we need to look further into. Okay, just saying, make up your own mind. Hey, I've got something for you. You know, we often talk about the University of Findlay, and I talk about how good a school it is, and that, you know, they've got over 85 different degree or classes or degree classes, and they've got all kinds of good facilities there and good professors and good foreign students and so forth. They have master's program. They also have a doctoral program, and that their physical therapy doctorate is fantastic. I've actually experienced that And I've had to use their physical therapist, and they're fantastic people. But I never talked really about sports. So now I'm going to talk about sports. Listen up.
College football season is in full swing. The Oilers kicked off their 122nd season at home this afternoon. They took on number 17, Indianapolis. All right, so Donnell Stadium really looks to pull off the upset over Indianapolis. The Greyhounds lead the all-time series 2-0. Start things off in the second quarter. Finley trails 10-0. Chase Harrison, with a reverse handoff to Brian Hunt. The senior puts the burners on. 34 yards to the house. Oilers pulled themselves within three. It's now 10-7. All right, moving ahead with 40 seconds to go in the half. Finley trails by 10. 3rd and 7. Dominic Bennett jump cuts. He spins to the outside. Junior running back takes it all the way down to the 10-yard line. All right, later on, Straydon Farmer punching it in. 22 seconds left to play. Score is now 17-14. This game isn't ready to go into the half just yet. The ensuing kickoff, Finley special teams comes up big with this forced fumble that sends the offense back on the field inside Greyhound territory. All right, with 8 seconds left to play, Harrison takes a shot to the end zone, and it's Hunt who makes a crazy contested grab for the touchdown. The home team has a 21-17 halftime lead. Finley went on to complete the upset over number 17, Indianapolis. Final score is 38-35.
Yeah, 38-35. Wow. They have good football there, and I'll tell you what. The University of Finley last year, if I can get this thing to work, what's going on here? The magic machine has gone nuts. Well, anyhow, I'm in the small part. Anyhow, the University of Finley was 10th in the nation in NCAA Division II football. Not bad. And they're 25th this year, and they're going to work their way up. And I have a feeling they might be in the top 10 again. Very good team. Well, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, we've got something like Johnny Carson, a little bit more comedy here. And let's see what we've got for comedy tonight. We talked about some serious stuff. Now let's just sit back and chill out, because I know Jerry's out there and he's watching, and I know he likes to see comedy. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to blow the screen up, and here we go.
Got his suit back just in time. And no matter what happens in his life, he gets absolutely no respect. Would you welcome Rodney Dangerfield?
What a crowd. Now, you know me, I love crowds. I mean, when I was a kid, my house was always crowded, always people around. You know, I come from an old-fashioned, hard-working, stupid family. That's where I come from. What a dumb family I got. Are you kidding? I looked up my family tree. I found out I'm the sap. My old man, he was dumb too, my old man. He worked in a bank. They caught him stealing pens. You were kidding. What a family. They want to use my family to make a sequel to Roots. They want to call it fertilizer. Now, I tell you, there's always something, you know. Well, my doctor told my wife and I we should enjoy sex every night. Now we'll never see each other. I mean, my wife, I go for her. The trouble is, she don't go for me. When my wife makes love to me, there's always a reason for it. Yeah, one night she used me to time an egg. Yeah. And my wife, she used me broke too. It cost me $2,000 for her nose job. I'm sorry I punched her. No, I tell you, nothing goes right, you know. Well, yesterday was a beauty. I asked the cab driver, where can I get some action? He took me to my house. There's a lot of things going on around my house. Well, the other night in front of my house, I saw a guy jogging naked. I said to him, how come? He said, because you came home early. I mean, I'll tell you, my house, I can never relax. I got a kid home. He's getting worse. I got a real mean kid, you know. But he scotch tapes worms to the sidewalk, then watches the birds get hernias. Kid, you kidding? And my neighborhood, that's getting worse too. I live in a tough neighborhood, you know. My neighborhood, you see guys bowling overhead. What a neighborhood. Well, last week they put some new sidewalk in front of my building. I remember when I was a kid, I put my hand in the wet cement. I thought I'd do it again. I tell you, it's a weird feeling, put your hand in cement and you feel another hand. I tell you, my neighbor, I don't get no respect either. No respect at all. You kidding me? No respect from anybody. It's the way it works out. Well, I bought some rat poison. The girl asked me, should I wrap it up? You're going to eat it here. I mean, the girls always gave me a hard time. I'm not a ladies' man, that's why. You kid, I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. Well, my foster child saw my picture, now he sends me $10 a month. And I was an ugly kid, too. I worked in a pet store, the people kept asking how big I'd get. Now, I went through a lot of things when I was a kid. I wore my father's hand-me-downs. It was rough. I'd unzip my fly to blow my nose.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I went through plenty with the first of my hitchhike that got beat up. I used the wrong finger.
What do you mean you don't get any respect? Now, what do you call that?
The only place over here. Right here? The only place right here I get some respect. They're very nice here. And how you been? Okay.
I'm fine. How are you? I was going to ask you that.
Oh, yeah?
You're looking good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I'm keeping busy, you know, running around doing things.
Oh, whereabouts?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm flying tomorrow. I'll be in Detroit Friday night.
Detroit.
Oh, great. I'll be there. Yeah, Detroit. That's a great place. I'll pick up some plugs and points while I'm there, too. I mean, the center stage in Detroit Friday night. They didn't have that down there? Well, what are you going to do?
The center stage.
Center stage. I mean, Dangerfield Saturday night. I'll be in Dangerfield the whole month of June. You got to keep busy all the time, keep working, you know. And I relax, too, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, giving out a relax. I went to a wild party.
Did you? Tell us about it.
Well, I played a new version of Russian roulette. Yeah, we passed around six girls, and one of them had VD.
Ah.
No, you gotta relax, Tony. I traveled for in Europe, you know.
Oh, really?
I was in England. English people are weird. Wow. I told a cab driver I'd like to see the Queen. He told me later on he'll meet me for a drink.
Weird people.
Drinking, that's my big problem. Oh, I'm a
bad drinker.
Yeah, I tell you, the other night in Vegas, I got loaded, Johnny. I shot dice. I lost $1,000. I got even though I stole 400 sweet and lows. I'm a bad drinker, Johnny. I mean, when I drink, I don't know what I'm
doing.
And the next day, I end up, I usually wake up in some strange place with a kid with an accent playing with my feet.
That's weird.
You did a couple of pesos.
I've been drinking this bad, Johnny. It's bad for your health. You know, I'll put some pork in your health. Oh, yeah, you can. I'm still heavy. I can't lose any weight. I got a big appetite. Big appetite.
Uh-huh. Like
to eat, huh? Oh, when I eat at McDonald's, I stand outside and watch the sign change. I mean, you gotta exercise. I don't exercise.
You gotta keep
old exercise. If you see me jogging, it means a laxative is working. And the other day, I took a laxative, started working in a bank. And banks have no men's room. Only for the employees. If you work, they can use the men's room. I had to go so bad, I applied for a job. Then you get older, you start using laxatives.
That's true.
And I'm getting old. Kid in my backyard, I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it. I mean, old. I'm not a kidney anymore. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I'm at the age now, to me, shooting up means the enema bag. You know, I don't care about sex. Well, I'll tell you the truth. To me, food is exciting.
Ooh,
nah, I'll tell you what, me eating has replaced sex completely. In fact, I had a mirror put in over my kitchen table. Well, the other night I was embarrassed. Well, I was eating my kid walk, and I grabbed my napkin and I covered my main dish. No, I'll tell you what, me and Johnny, I'm the kind of guy, like, certain times I like sex, you know? Like, after a cigarette. But my wife is different. After we have sex, she never wants a cigarette. She says one drag is enough. You know? my wife, she can't do nothing. I always have trouble with my wife. You can't do nothing with her. I mean, I took her to the ballet. She forgot the sandwiches.
Next time.
Yeah, well, that's funny. I got all kinds of problems, Johnny. My daughter got pregnant from eating chicken. Yeah, it was finger licking good, and one thing led to another. Not the way kids carry on today, it's awful, awful, Johnny.
Yeah,
awful. I talked to my friend, the doctor, Dr. Greg Mubachi.
How was the doctor?
He told me last week in his office he got 6 cases of ED.
Oh.
I mean, he's all right now.
Oh, God, that's Rodney Dangerfield. He can, I'll tell you what, he can get wild. And I think he was getting real close of being zapped. Well, I kind of zapped him towards the end. I think I probably should have zapped him a couple of jokes prior to that. But anyhow, that was Rodney Dangerfield, and he was at Johnny Carson show. He was a good comedian. He did a lot of different shows, and he did some videos that were pretty funny. And there was one about golfing, and I forget what the name of it was. It wasn't The Jerk or anything like that, but it had to do with the golfing. And he was a golfer that was obnoxious. And so that's what he did. Well, what else do we have going on? No more Rodney Dangerfield tonight. I think we need to go somewhere else. So let's see what else I've got scheduled here. Oh, a little bit of hillbilly humor.
Judge Learned Hand once coined the phrase, "Never bite the hand that feeds you." He was feeding a soda cracker to a rabid wolverine at the time.
Sonny James.
I'm gonna take a journey. I'm gonna catch a train. I say I'm gonna take a journey. I'm gonna catch a train.
Did he catch the train? I don't know about those songs, the way that they do that. They have those long songs about all kinds of things. But then there's some other stuff on Hee Haw, which is even funnier. Let's see what they got going.
What would I have to give you for just one kiss?
Junior Samples.
Flubick of Gainesville, Florida, saved dust as a hobby for 63 years. At the age of 74, he sneezed one time and was never heard from again.
Time for the Hee Haw Amateur Minute.
Good evening. We are the world famous Hotchkiss twins.
That's right. We're identical twins. The only difference between us is I was fed more as a child. We are so close in physical appearance, it is often difficult for us to tell each other apart.
And our minds are so closely attuned, we know each other's faults. For instance, Junior will think of a card, and I'll be able to tell you what it is. Right, Junior?
I've had a card.
The Eight of Spades?
Nope.
The Queen of Diamonds?
Nope.
Wall Street of Waco, Texas has less money than Howard Hughes and J. Paul Getty put together.
Secret number Remember tonight at 11.
I'll bet you.
Did you hear about the telephone operator over in Chinatown?
No.
She kept getting the wrong numbers.
Corny, corny, corny.
Does your wife get mad when you stay out late?
Some nights when I turn the key, I wonder what I'm letting myself in for.
You're MEV.
Jump in. Dog tired, dude.
Well, Lovey, you've been growling all day.
Most people don't know it, but I'm the world champion boogaloo dancer.
Tell that.
Do you know that I'm a self-made man?
Well, it's terribly nice of you to take the blame.
Yeah.
My wife says she's going to fire our chauffeur. She says he nearly killed her 3 times.
What'd you say?
I said I told her to give him another chance.
Oh, boy. You know, that old corny type stuff with hee-haw, that's still good and funny. And it's clean jokes. It's a lot cleaner than Rodney Dangerfield will ever get. Actually, Dangerfield is fairly clean at everything that he does. Well, I've got another one for you. And all I have to do is hit the right button and we'll do that one too. It's another Johnny Carson, I believe. Let's see what we've got. Here we go. Oh, no, this is the bank teller trainee. This is going to be interesting. She meets a bank robber trainee.
How much deposit is $50 in my chicken cup, please?
Yes,
No, Miss Pembroke, not the blue slip, the pink slip, dear. Pink slip. I'm terribly sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am, but we have a new trainee on the job today. I'm her trainer.
Okay, no, I give her the pink slip.
No, you don't give her the pink slip. You keep the pink slip.
Okay, so now I give her the blue
slip. No, Miss Pembroke, you keep the blue slip. You put the blue slip down here.
Okay.
What white slip?
What's that?
All right. God, I hate commercials.
Read all about it.
I don't need to read all about it. I don't need commercials.
Was an absolute.
What is going on here? Really, this wasn't even queued up.
This is a mess up, so don't stick around. This is a stick up, so don't mess around. Put on your mask.
You got it on. I said to Brian, let go of my mother.
Sorry about the delay here, but he's a new trainee with the mob. Kind of breaking him in. I'm like the supervisor.
I'll tell you what. Look, Mad Dog, I'll go out in the car and get it. I know it's out there.
Never mind. It's too late now. You can handle a robber without a mask, can't you?
Of course you can. Our trainees can handle anything.
I'll get on with it, killer.
Okay, all right.
But don't, if you don't move around, then we wouldn't get hurt. Nobody moves. Then nobody be moving. Why would we want to? Don't get hurt. If you don't move around, you won't get hurt.
How are we doing?
What am I doing?
You read the notes.
Okay. Here, read this.
You got a gun.
Many times have I told you that gun goes in the right hand, and the note goes in the left hand?
Okay, okay, run.
No, gun.
Well, we got so much to remember. You can't lose.
I got a pink slip that's got to go to the customer.
No, the yellow slip, Miss Pembroke. I told you that. No, the blue slip goes in the drawer.
You move her along a little bit. You know how much it costs to keep a car running outside?
Uh-oh. Matt.
Oh, I bet I know. I bet your trainee forgot to leave the motor running. Am I right?
No, don't worry. I got keys. I can start it. And then, I can run right out there.
Read the note.
Put $300,000 in this bag, mob killer.
Well, where's the bag?
No, don't get the bag. I got it.
Donna. Honestly, expect us to get $300,000 in this?
Should we ask for a check?
Killer is not a $300,000 bag. This is your $300,000 bag.
Look at that. That's nice. Let's go.
Next thing you know, we're going to have to supply him with bullets.
Don't worry. Be careful. There's one in there.
Well, now, Miss Pembroke, you put the $300,000 in the bag so we can get rid of these amateurs.
In this bag?
In that bag, dear, yes.
What?
Miss Pembroke, please, just stand aside and let me take over, but I want you to watch everything I do. All right. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. There we go now. I'm the teller, and you have just come in. All right? May I help you, sir?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay. Stick around.
No, I'm trying.
Let me hand you this. Okay, here. Better take the note.
I can't get this every
time. I don't need it. All right.
Put all the money in this bag. Don't look suspicious. Nobody will get it.
Wow, you're
king. I'm just starting, so I don't have to.
I believe you said that the amount you wanted was $300,000. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
What?
$100,000. $200,000. And $300,000. Our bank calendar and a piggy bank for your little friend.
Boy, what boots, huh? It's great. You are absolutely the best I've ever seen. Your hands are like an angel's wings of light.
You know, actually, we're not supposed to compliment bank robbers, but you're the best I've ever had.
One of the first rules about bank robbing businesses, never get emotionally involved with tellers, but
No, Mad Dog.
We can do it. I can make it work.
Oh, gosh, this tan banking is in my blood.
What difference does that make?
Oh, no. Listen to me. I'm paper clips and rubber stamps. Your guns and bullets. May I help you, sir? And you're a stick-em-up. I'm 9 to 5. You're 10 to 20.
Okay.
And you big lug. You better go now, my darling, because I pressed the silent alarm button.
You do? I never saw you do it. You're magnificent.
I know.
Fire war.
Oh.
Hey!
Later, alligator.
Blue one.
Let's go.
All right, nobody move. I've got you covered. We'll draw your gun.
I'm sorry, folks. He's my new trainee.
Your gun, right? Yeah, here. No!
Come on,
Tom. Come on, Tom. It's so hard to get good help now, Dave.
Have you ever had problems with trainees? Have you ever had problems trying to train a new employee to do things a certain way? That was a classic one. I'll tell you what, everybody trains somebody every day to do something, and sometimes things don't work out. And I remember one time I had to train somebody on restaurant procedures and so forth, and it got to a certain point, and he wasn't going to even make it in training for 3 weeks. He had like 5 weeks of training or 6 weeks of training. And they called me and said, how's he doing? I said, he's going to wash out in 2 weeks, maybe three. He wasn't the brightest light in the room. Let's put it that way. And you run into stuff like that. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week. As crazy as it worked out, my week has been crazy. After driving to Cincinnati for a meeting, and driving back, and another meeting that night, and everything else. A lot of stuff going on. It's been a crazy week for me. Maybe I can get things together for Money and Change on Sunday at 7 p.m. Check us out. With that, guys, have a good week, and we'll see you Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on the Trim Radio Network. See ya.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.